Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist with the Washington Post, and he is with us this morning to switch our attention from some of this national news to Virginia news. The General Assembly is coming back on January. Didn't they just gavel themselves out recently? I think they did, after a very long special session. So what do we think is going to happen when they come back in January? This is supposed to be the 30-day session, is that right?
This is supposed to be the short session, and it is supposed to be the time, traditionally, when they mop up and tweak the state budget, do a few other things, and then hit the road to go campaign for re-election. Mm-hmm. Because, as you and I both know, the real big show is the statewide elections next year. Forget this national stuff, John. Right. Who cares? The governor's race? Come on, man. That's where the action is. Yeah. We're Virginians, after all. So, yes, they're about to come back into town, and the maneuvering has already started over. Well, how is it going to work? They're already instituted limits on the number of bills members can introduce, and the Republicans are saying, we're not going to vote to allow the session to go beyond 30 days. Whereas traditionally everybody's voted to extend the short session from 30 to 45 or 46 days. They said, nope, we don't want to do that. And in some ways, I can't blame them at all, because they came off of a marathon, almost three-month special session that was initially supposed to, you remember, deal with the budget, then deal with criminal justice and all this other stuff, and just went on and on and on. Finally sort of fizzled out, and now they're coming back. So that's where things are right now. People are maneuvering over how much work they're going to do and how long they're going to do it. So
what will the limit be on the number of bills that members of the House and the state Senate can carry?
Well, senators are actually going to have their first limit ever. They're going to be limited to 12 pieces of legislation. House members normally, or at least since 2009, have been limited to 15 bills. That's going to be cut to 7. Altogether, that still means there's going to be more than 1,100 pieces of legislation potentially circulating back and forth, also potentially in a 30-day session. So that means they're actually going to have their work cut out for them. It could mean working weekends, working late every night. It could mean, if Democrats don't get their way on extending things, asking the governor to call a special session, or saying, we're not going to take up any Republican bills. So there's some theater involved in all of this.
I would love to see them do that. I mean, that would be very difficult to argue when it comes to re-election time. So sometimes it's great to have your political opponent oppress you in such an obvious way. That'd be a fantastic thing for them to attack Republicans. I mean, I could write that campaign ad right now, and I think it would be pretty effective. But does this number include kind of the ceremonial bills that sometimes members, the volleyball team won the state championship, or is that carved out?
No, I think it covers everything. So, what it means is they actually will have to focus on the things that are important. And it might actually be a revolution in legislating in Richmond, in that the bills we're talking about are bills that actually matter.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the good things, Norman, about the Virginia legislature in ideal circumstances is that they're not in session year-round. It's a part-time legislature, so you have to prioritize what you want to try to accomplish when you're only going to be able to legislate for a month or two.
In concept. In concept, yes. And, of course, some people are not – they don't like the idea. They don't want to have any limits on them, because especially in the Democratic side, because they think – we've got to strike while we have majorities, because those could all evaporate next November. And that's just a political reality. And so they want to get as much in as possible. I understand that. That doesn't necessarily mean everything they want to do has to be done. So, yeah, they're going to have to focus their minds, focus their attention. And if it means they have to work late every night and weekends for a month, so be it. It means that they will actually be focused on things that matter. And I think one of the big things they're going to talk about is marijuana legalization, which is moving much faster than I ever anticipated.
That is interesting that has kind of taken off as an issue the Democrats and it's not just the fringe. I mean, the governor's office, there are constantly stories about how Brian Moran and the rest of his team are working with the administration to come up with a way to fully legalize this. Where does that go, since there doesn't seem to be an internal impediment within the party?
Yeah, well, it's difficult to say. There's a lot of institutional weight behind it. Like you said, Governor Northam's office is backing it now. There's an article in the local paper this morning saying, don't get your hopes up that everything's going to happen immediately. This is going to be a multi-year process, and that's very true. And also, nobody should be under any illusion that should legalization occur, that everything's going to change for the better in any way whatsoever. No, it is not a panacea, but it does mean that we are moving away from the drug war to more of what we do with alcohol and tobacco. Now, we still have problems that we still wrestle with as a society.
And Terry McAuliffe, the former governor, the Democrat, former head of the DNC, who appears likely to come back and try to run for his old job again and try to get the Democrat nomination, he's fully on board with the legalization, and he's framing it as an equity issue, black issue, that blacks need to have marijuana legalized so that they don't go to jail.
Well, it's a civil rights issue, and it's an interesting way to frame it. I come from the libertarian stance. I still have my old letter from Milton Friedman scolding me that this is a moral issue.
Okay.
The government shouldn't be telling people what to do with their lives and making them criminals for doing something that others don't like. McAuliffe and company are making this a civil rights issue, and I suppose that's okay. What that tells me is they're trying to make sure that all of the Democrats are on the same side, they have all of the votes aligned for it. And then really, if you look at the brass politics of it, General Assembly doesn't need Republican votes to pass this. It would be great if they got them. They don't need them. And I think that's the arguments about the civil rights issue type stuff that they're making. I hope I'm wrong on that.
Interesting. Well, you know what? I'm a big libertarian as long as I don't have to pay for the end result of your bad decisions. You do whatever the hell you want to do, in my mind, as long as I don't have to pay for your rehab. I've had the unfortunate experience of being in relationships with people who started out smoking pot, and the next thing they move to something else. Not everybody does that, but three times I've seen it happen, and I'm kind of, based on how it's impacted me so negatively, I'm a no vote on that, but... Just don't ask me to foot the bill when the inevitable happens and you wind up in rehab. But I don't think that distinction will be made here.
No, it won't. But that's going to be probably the big issue in this session.
Wow. Interesting, with all the things that are going on. Hey, Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Always appreciate it, Norman. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.